So the walking practice is an opportunity to begin to really carry your mindfulness practice into all postures. The Buddha talked about mindfulness being available in all postures, sitting, standing, walking, lying down. And we, in the schedule here, we alternate between sitting and walking. Sitting and walking. We'll also have the eating practice, which I'll talk about also a little bit this morning. So, you know, we really could say we have three main formal meditation activities. There's sitting, walking, and eating. Then there's all the in-between things. And the in-between things are also an important time, and the cultivation of the ability to be present while you're moving is a helpful tool to be able to be present in whatever your activities. And so the cultivation of the walking practice, the eating practice, and the in-betweening practice will serve you as you go home. So for the walking practice, we offer a formal walking practice, much like the sitting practice. We have some formal instructions. And we'll offer one practice this morning, and then perhaps augment that in the coming days with some other meditation offerings for the walking practice. So for the walking practice, basically, we'd like to encourage you to stay in the body, and in particular to let the attention come into the feet and legs as you're walking. That's you're moving your legs as you're walking, and that can be a pretty strong area to allow the mind to settle. So this actually, the walking can become a kind of a concentration practice to settle the attention with the feet and legs as you're moving. So for the walking practice, this formal walking practice, I like to encourage people to pick an area to walk in where you'll walk back and forth. And so the walking practice, one of the first things you recognize about the walking practice is that you're not going anywhere. And that's helpful to not have to make decisions about where you're going. You pick a spot, and then you can just walk back and forth in that area. So I'd say, you know, maybe 10 paces, 10 to 20 paces or so. The room next door is available for walking practice. In general, in that room, we walk crosswise in the room rather than lengthwise, so more people can fit in the room for the walking. You're welcome to walk outside in the parking lots, on the decks. There's a beautiful New Forest deck just on that side of the building where walking is a good place. That's a good place for walking. So you're welcome to find your walking area. And then I'd say, you know, pick a length, and then you can just walk back and forth. To begin, really helpful. So actually, I like to say that the walking practice begins when you hear the bell for the ending of the sitting. So that moment when the bell rings, you are transitioning to the walking practice. And so it's useful in that moment when the bell rings, take a moment to recognize the whole process of standing. You are moving into movement, from stillness to movement. So you're shifting from sitting to standing. And that process, there's all kinds of sensations. There's a river of sensations that happens in that process. And so take your time in standing and just notice the sensations. One thing I like to play with in moving from sitting to standing is I'm sitting here, and then I check in, you know, what's the very first part of my body that moves in order for me to stand up? It's sometimes surprising. You know, often I'll find, you know, okay, so what's the first part of me that moves? It's usually a hand. You know, okay, the hand is moving. You know, what's it going to do? Well, it's going to let my weight lean on it so that I can shift my weight. So we can let the walking practice begin as soon as the sitting ends. And then even the process of walking to the place where you're going to do walking meditation. In that case, in that area, you know, I would just kind of be generally aware of the body. Just you're moving. You might explore, can I find a pace that feels comfortable? That's a great thing to do in the time when you're walking to find a walking place. Just start there. It's like, can I be relaxed while walking? Is there a pace that feels comfortable? Letting your body be your guide, not some idea about what would be a comfortable walking pace, but paying attention. It's turning and being attentive to what pace feels comfortable. There's often a pace of movement that the mindfulness can very naturally land with. And that pace of movement will be different depending on the state of our mind, depending on how continuous the mindfulness is. And so being attuned to what feels comfortable, not only for the body, but what feels comfortable for the mindfulness to be able to land easily with movement. And so that's a great practice as you find your way to your walking spot. And then as you find your walking spot, standing, just taking a moment to stand and feel the body. Acknowledge, yes, this is a walking period. I'm going to be doing this, walking back and forth. And just standing, feeling into the body, allowing the attention to settle into your feet and legs. And then again, for the first pass or so, I would encourage you to find a pace that feels really comfortable. Start there. And as you find that pace, as you find that pace of comfortable walking, let your attention settle into your feet and into the movement of your legs. It can be really helpful in this practice to use a very light mental note to just acknowledge the movement of your feet to help you. It's just to help your mind remember, right, this is what I'm paying attention to, the stepping. With each step, stepping, stepping. Or you could, I find useful sometimes to use right, left, right, left as a kind of mental reminder. That use of right, left can be helpful because if your mind wanders a little bit, you may notice that you're noting left when you're stepping right. And so that's a little bit of a clue. You know, you get some feedback that your mind has wandered a little bit. So you could start there again, just finding a pace that feels comfortable. The noting is very light, like a whisper, just a little whisper in the mind. And as you settle into that, it might happen that kind of naturally you get more interested in the sensations, and maybe the pace slows down a little bit. It might naturally slow down, and if it slows down, you can shift the noting to lifting, placing, lifting, placing. Generally, in the walking practice, we pay attention to the foot that's moving. And that might be a little bit unfamiliar at first because the movement does have sensations. And yet, often when we're beginning it, the pressure of the foot on the ground feels like it has stronger sensations than the foot moving. And yet we are exploring in this process, basically the movement of the foot creates a rising and passing of sensations. So as you pick up the foot, sensations of the pressure of the foot on the ground diminish, and then as you put the foot down again, they appear. And so we're kind of interested in noticing the changing sensations as we move the leg and feet. So that's the exploration. We look at exploring the movement, lifting, placing, lifting, placing. If it gets even slower, which it may or may not, you could do lifting, moving, placing as the noting for the walking. So let's just explore this for a moment. Before you stand, come into your mindfulness, and as you explore standing up, see if you can be mindful of the standing process. You could take it a little bit slowly. See if you can notice the first part of your body that moves. What's the next part? What's the next part? To see if you can be in the body while you stand up. So go ahead. So letting your attention take in the standing posture. One thing that can be fun to play with here, if you're relaxed here, just take a moment. See if you can stand perfectly still. Doing that usually creates tension in the body. It's not really possible to stand perfectly still. And so yet, as you try that, you may notice the subtle kind of shifting sensations in your body. And now relax. Let the body do its natural shifting movements, which it does very organically to keep your balance. But just feel those shifting sensations. You're welcome to have your eyes open or closed at this point. Often it's easier to stay balanced with your eyes open. And there's the subtle shifts, little tiny subtle shifts throughout the body. I feel them throughout the body, but a lot in the legs and feet. So this is how you can begin your walking practice, just checking into the standing and the subtle, quiet movements of the body. And now open your eyes, and we'll explore a little bit of movement. And so putting your attention in your right foot, let your attention go into your right foot, and let your weight shift fully onto your right foot. And feel the increase of pressure there. Feel the sensations as they increase. You may also feel it going up the leg, into your calf, maybe even into your hip. And then keeping your attention in your right foot, shift your weight to your left foot. And notice how the sensations get different in your right foot as you shift to your left foot. And even getting to the point of lifting the foot off the floor slightly. And coming back to center. Now we'll explore taking a step. So again, put your attention in your left foot this time. Attention in your left foot. Notice the contact of the foot on the floor. And slowly lift the foot. Heel off the floor. Notice maybe the pressure on the toes. And then move the foot forward. And notice the sensations as the foot touches the ground again. And then lifting the heel of the right foot. And moving. And noticing the sensations as the foot contacts again. And coming back to center. That is probably the slowest you would do walking meditation. And it is not necessary to do it that slowly. I just wanted to help you to land into the sensations a little bit. I feel it's most important to find a pace that feels comfortable and walk with that pace. Explore what you can notice as you walk in that pace. Let's come back to sitting. So, any questions about the walking? Okay.
I just want to add, in my experience with walking, there is a really wonderful practice of when you notice as you're walking that you're somewhere else. The mind has wandered off someplace, which it will. That it's really useful to just stop. So you notice, pause, and then re-engage in the way that Andrea was just describing, feeling the feet on the ground, feeling the body standing, and then begin again. And you may not get very far before you notice and pause again, which is fine, because remember, we're not trying to get anywhere. So just to invite a pausing, standing, regrounding as needed as you engage in the walking.
I would also encourage a very relaxed attention, that finding that pace of ease and relaxation, really helpful. We're not trying to like zoom in on the feet. We're allowing the attention to rest there. But it's okay if you're also noticing other things happening at the same time, so that it doesn't have to be this really narrow focus. You can be aware of the moving of the feet and the seeing and the hearing all at the same time. It's just this gentle, relaxed landing with the experience of the walking. We only have a minute or two to talk a little bit about the eating, because I know that some of you have to get into the kitchen for your work meditation. Somewhat similar with the walking practice that begins as soon as you hear the bell at the end of a sitting, we could perhaps say that the eating practice begins as soon as you think about eating. And the first moment that the thought of, what are they having for lunch? Or maybe the first whiffs of food that come up. You know, that moment already, it's like, okay, notice that. Notice that you've smelled. Notice the mind has moved to thinking about eating. When you're standing in the line, notice what that's like. You can do the standing meditation. Notice if the mind is moving into the dining hall before you're actually moving. As you enter the dining hall, I encourage you to practice seeing. You could even use noting about seeing. Very often in going into the dining room, the mindfulness will leave through the eye door. As soon as it sees the table, as soon as it sees the food, boom, we're thinking about it. Oh, I like that. I don't like that. Oh, they have that salad dressing I like. The mind just leaves. And so if you can just remind yourself, okay, seeing is happening. Also, we tend to, we're with the community there, and so we tend to see other people, and we start thinking about what other people are doing, how much food they're taking, what are they taking the right amount? Am I taking the right amount? So all of this, we're not trying to stop it. We're exploring being interested in what this, the eating meditation, practicing while eating, is one of the great moments of mindfulness, because every single sense gets engaged. Seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, touching, and everything that happens in the mind. And it's all very interconnected, very interrelated. And so curiosity about what's happening for you, trying to stay present in a light touch with a kind of a broad attention, especially as you're going through the line. So knowing, seeing, kind of being aware of all the thoughts that come through. As you take your plate and you sit down to eat, you could do a little bit more focused practice while eating if you wish, which is maybe for the first, you know, few minutes, let yourself really attend to the process of eating. So lifting up the fork, you look at the plate and you are going to choose what you're going to eat first. Notice that process. It doesn't happen, you know, there's a part of the mind that decides that, and we can see that. So, oh, that's what I'm going to eat first. Notice the movement of the spoon or the fork, scooping, the lifting movement, the movement of the placing the food in the mouth, the first taste of the food on the mouth. Probably first it'll be warmth or coolness. Then it might be the movement of the mouth, the chewing. And after, when is the first flavor actually appear on the tongue? It's different for different foods. Sometimes it takes longer than you think for the actual taste to arrive. You know, if it's a food we like, we're actually thinking about the flavor rather than experiencing the flavor. So noticing all of this, the chewing, the tasting, when does the taste go away? When does the mind move to the next bite? Often it's before we've even finished chewing this one or swallowing this one. One practice that I played with for quite a while is with each bite, I put my fork down between bites. Let that whole process of chewing and swallowing happen, and then pick up the fork and do the next one. You don't have to eat the whole meal that way, but you could play with that for a few bites and see what happens. Just encouraging this mindfulness to be present in the activity of eating. And this will serve you in the in-betweening time. So we need to stop so that you can get to your jobs. Enjoy your day.